Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Raising Good Humans, a book published in 2019 that serves as a beacon for mindful parenting. Through this guide, Hunter Clark Fields, also known as the Mindful Mama Mentor, shares transformative insights on how to cultivate patience, break free from the cycle of yelling, and adopt grounded strategies for nurturing well-rounded, empathetic children. Drawing on her extensive 20-year background in meditation and yoga, coupled with her real-life experiences as a mother, Clark Fields equips parents and caregivers with the tools to not only manage their own emotions and reactions, but to also instill values of understanding and emotional intelligence in their children. This book is particularly suited for parents striving to foster a peaceful home environment, teachers seeking effective conflict management techniques, and any caregiver on a path of personal growth, wishing to break generational patterns and raise the next generation of compassionate, mindful individuals. Join us as we explore the key principles of raising good humans and how Clark Fields' guidance can transform your parenting journey. Raising Good Humans, a mindful guide to breaking the cycle of reactive parenting and raising kind, confident kids. Introduction: Transform Your Parenting, from Outbursts to Connection. Have you ever found yourself at the end of your tether, voice raised, in a moment of frustration with your child? If so, you're far from alone. Parenting, with all its joys, comes with challenges that can push anyone to the brink. It's an uncomfortable truth, but losing your temper doesn't just leave you feeling guilty. It can also strain the precious bond you share with your child. But what if you could change the narrative? What if you could leave behind the cycle of frustration and guilt, and instead foster a relationship with your child filled with understanding and mutual respect? This is the promise at the heart of Raising Good Humans, a book that lights the path to a more mindful approach to parenting. This journey doesn't promise to be an easy one. There's no switch to flip that will make you a perfect parent overnight, nor will every challenging moment magically disappear. What you will find, however, are practical and profound shifts you can make in your own behavior that pave the way for a stronger, healthier connection with your child. Your guide through this transformation is a series of enlightening strategies aimed at calming the stormy seas of your emotions. By delving deep into the practice outlined in Raising Good Humans, you'll start to notice a shift, not just in the way you react to stressors, but in the very wiring of your brain. Imagine a version of you with an enhanced ability to face problems head-on, without being hijacked by immediate reactions. One of the core tenets you'll explore is how to manage your own big emotions. This self-mastery isn't just about keeping your cool. It's about modeling emotional intelligence for your children. They observe, they learn, and gradually they begin to mirror this behavior. The skills you cultivate in yourself today lay the groundwork for your child's emotional development tomorrow. But beyond managing your own emotions, this book uncovers the secret sauce of parenting: building cooperation through connection. It's about creating an environment where your child feels seen, heard, and understood. It's in this nurturing setting that cooperation blooms naturally, not as a result of demands or ultimatums, but from a genuine, heartfelt connection. So embark on this transformative journey with Raising Good Humans as your compass. Along the way, you'll not only redefine your approach to parenting, but also deepen the relationship with your child in ways you never imagined possible. Let's begin. Part 1: The Unseen Battle, Managing Emotions in the Heat of the Moment. Picture this: it's an ordinary day, and you find yourself in a classic parental standoff with your 5-year-old, who's inches away from a family heirloom vase. Despite your clear warnings, there it goes. The vase tumbles and shatters. The emotional tempest this unleashes within you is immediate and overwhelming. You might wonder, in the aftermath of such moments, why controlling those intense emotions seems nearly impossible. The answer lies deep within our brain's wiring, specifically in a little region known as the amygdala. This is our emotional thermostat, reacting instantaneously to stress and perceived threats with a fight, flight, or freeze response. In moments of heightened stress, our logical and reasoning capabilities, housed in the prefrontal cortex, take a back seat, rendering us incapable of calm, controlled reactions. Now, this might sound like a life sentence of emotional turmoil in parenting, but there's a beacon of hope: mindfulness. Though it may sound like just another buzzword that's lost its meaning amongst overuse, the science behind mindfulness tells a compelling story of transformation. Groundbreaking research demonstrates that engaging in mindfulness practices consistently, be it meditation, yoga, or simple daily activities approached mindfully, can anatomically and functionally rewire our brains. After just 8 weeks, noticeable changes occur. The amygdala, our stress center, begins to shrink, and the connections to our prefrontal cortex strengthen, enhancing our ability to manage our emotional responses more effectively. So, how does one embark on this journey of mindful transformation? The process is simpler than you might think, and can be rooted in the most mundane activities. Take washing dishes, for instance. Instead of letting your mind race through your to-do list or replaying the day's frustrations, slow down. Focus on the sensation of the water, the sound it makes, the movement of your hands. Name the emotions and sensations that arise without judgment. This intentional act of bringing your awareness to the present moment is the essence of mindfulness. By embracing mindfulness, you're not just committing to a practice for your psychological well-being, you're laying down the foundation for a radically improved parenting approach. This isn't about mastering a technique overnight or eliminating every stressful parenting scenario. It's about planting seeds of change that, with consistency and practice, grow into a sanctuary of calm, both for you and your children. With mindfulness as your ally, you're embarking on a transformative journey to not only manage your emotional responses, but to fundamentally rewire your brain for the better. Part 2. Unpacking the past. The roots of our reactions. It's an insightful revelation to acknowledge that as parents, we're not just navigating our children's complexities, we're also wrestling with our own. The journey of parenting, it turns out, isn't just about guiding our children, but also confronting the echoes of our past that shape our reactions in the present. Consider the moment when your child's mischievous act led to that vase shattering. The range of emotions you felt weren't merely about the broken object, but were deeply tied to your history, your experiences, and perhaps how you were parented. This moment offers a valuable opportunity for introspection, asking oneself, what stirred within me? Fear? Anger? Why? This exploration requires you to cast your mind back to your own childhood. Imagine a similar scenario unfolding. How would your guardians have responded? What words would have been spoken? What actions taken? And importantly, how would you have felt in the aftermath? The purpose of this reflection isn't to cultivate guilt or self-reproach for times when our patience wears thin. Instead, it's aimed at fostering a profound sense of understanding and empathy towards yourself as a child, and by extension, towards your children. Recognizing and understanding our triggers is the first step towards breaking the cycle of reactive parenting. Self-compassion is central to this journey. It's about offering ourselves the same level of understanding and kindness we aim to extend to our children. This might mean acknowledging our triggers without judgment, allowing ourselves to feel our emotions fully, and then gently reminding ourselves that we have the capacity for change and growth. As you continue to weave mindfulness into the fabric of your daily life, let it also serve as a tool for moments of high emotion. Should you find yourself on the precipice of a reactive response, Pause. Breathe deeply. Allow yourself the space to step back until you're able to engage constructively and with intention. This process is neither quick nor easy, but it is immensely rewarding. As we learn to navigate our emotional landscapes with greater awareness and compassion, we not only heal parts of ourselves, but also create a more nurturing environment for our children. The journey of understanding our triggers and learning to manage them is an invaluable gift to ourselves and, by extension, to the generations that follow. Part 3, The Power of Kindness, starting with yourself. In the intricate dance of parenting, where every step and misstep feels magnified, the way we talk to ourselves in those moments of imperfection can either be a source of strength or an anchor dragging us down. It's worth pausing and reflecting. When faced with self-admonition, would you ever speak to a friend in the same harsh, critical manner you sometimes speak to yourself? If the answer is no, it's a signal that it's time to transform your inner dialogue. A critical and blaming inner voice is a common companion for many parents, guiding actions and reactions in ways we might not even be fully aware of. Yet, the path to external kindness and understanding begins in the quiet internal spaces where we cultivate our thoughts and attitudes towards ourselves. Learning to love ourselves, despite the whispers of self-doubt or criticism, is perhaps one of the most challenging tasks we face. Imagine for a moment a scenario where, upon a misstep, a gentle voice within acknowledges your struggle and offers support rather than criticism. "I see you were really upset when that happened. It seems something is weighing on you. Let's talk about it." How transformative would it be to approach our own flaws and mistakes with the same compassion and curiosity we strive to offer our friends? This internal kindness has a profound ripple effect, extending far beyond our self-conceptions and into our interactions with our children. The compassion and understanding we offer ourselves set the tone for how we navigate the inevitable challenges of parenting. By modeling self-love and self-care, we're not only nurturing our well-being, but also laying the groundwork for our children to learn these essential skills. In the face of parenting challenges such as the proverbial broken vase, it's essential to remember the role of our amygdala and the importance of calming this stress response before we can engage the more rational, decision-making parts of our brain. This pause, this breath we take before responding, is an act of self-care as much as it is an act of parenting. And as we delve deeper into the practices of mindfulness and self-compassion, we begin to see self-care not as a luxury, but as a fundamental responsibility. Caring for ourselves isn't an act of selfishness. It's an essential investment in our ability to be present, understanding, and kind, both to ourselves and to our children. As we prepare to explore the nuanced dynamics of balancing our needs with those of our children, let's carry forward the understanding that treating ourselves with kindness isn't just about feeling better in the moment. It's about cultivating an environment of empathy and understanding that enriches our lives and the lives of our children. Part 4, Embracing Emotions, the Path to Understanding and Connection. In the lexicon of parenting, emotions are often seen as unruly guests, necessary perhaps, but not always welcome. Yet, reimagining our relationship with our emotions can radically alter the landscape of our parenting journey. Far from being adversaries, emotions can serve as invaluable guides, alerting us to underlying needs or concerns that require our attention. One of the most profound realizations is that our emotions hail from a part of our brain still entrenched in the primordial need for survival. To this part of our brain, every threat looms large, whether it's a saber-toothed tiger or a broken vase. This may explain why our emotional responses can sometimes seem disproportionate to the situation at hand. Recognizing this, we can begin to cultivate skills aimed at navigating these intense emotional responses more effectively. The cornerstone of this skill set is acknowledgement. Acknowledging our emotions is a practice rooted in the absence of judgment, a conscious refusal to entertain blame or shame. Instead, it involves simply naming the emotion present. Hello, anger, I acknowledge your presence. This act of recognition serves a dual purpose. It awakens our prefrontal cortex, the part of our brain responsible for reasoned thought, from its stress-induced paralysis, and it creates a space for us to observe our emotions with clarity. Imagine your child, following an act of defiance that results in a broken vase, is now enveloped in tears and fear. In this charged moment, acknowledgement and acceptance are the tools at your disposal. There's no immediate need to dissect the situation or to delve into solutions. The priority is to navigate the storm of emotions engulfing both of you. Once calm is restored, the next step is to engage in open-hearted exploration of the emotions and the event that triggered them. This isn't about fixing the problem immediately, but about fostering a connection with your child that goes beyond the surface level. It's about showing an interest in their emotional world and allowing them to feel seen and understood. Mindfulness, in this context, isn't merely a tool for managing our reactions. It's a bridge to a more profound, connected relationship with our children. By intuitively understanding and regulating our emotional landscapes, we don't just avoid the pitfalls of generational cycles of negative reactions. We also lay the groundwork for a relationship with our children that is built on mutual respect, empathy, and understanding. Thus, the path forward is clear. By welcoming our emotions with openness and curiosity, we not only empower ourselves to respond to parenting challenges with greater grace and composure, but also teach our children to navigate their emotional worlds with confidence and care. Part 5. Building Bridges, the Art of Reflective Listening. In the aftermath of a challenging encounter with your child, when the dust has settled and calm prevails once more, an opportunity presents itself, an opportunity to deepen your bond through the power of listening. This isn't just any form of listening, though. It's reflective listening, a practice that can transform moments of conflict into pillars of connection. Reflective listening is about more than just hearing the words your child speaks. It's about engaging with the emotions and intentions behind those words without judgment. This practice becomes a catalyst for empathy, allowing your child to explore and name their feelings, possibly for the first time. Let's examine how this unfolds. Imagine your child, fraught with emotions, confessing, "I don't know why I knocked over the vase." This is your cue, not to scold or interrogate, but to reflect back what they might be feeling. "You were curious about what would happen," you might suggest. This simple act of mirroring their feelings can lead to surprising revelations. "Yes, I thought you would be mad," your child might admit. Through this exchange, a new level of mutual understanding is reached, and your child learns an invaluable lesson in emotional intelligence. But reflective listening serves a purpose beyond the immediate resolution of conflict. It lays the foundation for a relationship built on trust, respect, and ultimately, cooperation. Rather than being the detective, unearthing motives and assigning blame, you are guiding your child on a journey of self-discovery. This approach doesn't dismiss the significance of the broken vase. Instead, it prioritizes the emotional well-being and growth of your child. In this space of understanding and empathy, your child learns to articulate their feelings, understand the consequences of their actions, and, perhaps most importantly, trust that they can come to you with their challenges and mistakes. This is how reflective listening transcends the boundaries of simple communication, becoming a conduit for a deeper, more resilient connection between parent and child. So, as you stand amidst the shards of a broken vase, remember that the true aftermath isn't about the object that was lost, but the relationship that stands to be strengthened. Through the practice of reflective listening, You are not just picking up pieces. You are laying the groundwork for a future where your child feels understood, valued, and connected. Part 6. Your needs. Count. Finding balance in parenting. At some point in the intricate dance of parenting, a crucial question surfaces, lingering in the spaces between our daily routines and responsibilities. What about my needs? If you found yourself pondering this, know you're not alone, and importantly, that your needs hold weight. A statement not of selfishness, but of essential balance. Acknowledging that your needs are just as paramount as those of your children is the first step towards nurturing a healthy family dynamic. To embark on this journey, start by identifying what it is you truly need. This could range from the basics like sleep and affection to personal desires such as maintaining treasured possessions undamaged or enjoying moments of solitude. Tending to these needs isn't merely an act of self-care. It's a powerful form of role modeling. By addressing and prioritizing our own needs, we showcase to our children the importance of self-awareness and self-respect, teaching them, by example, to recognize and honor their own needs and those of others. Communicating these needs, however, is where the artistry of parenting comes into play, particularly through the construction of I messages, a communication strategy that, when employed correctly, can convey our feelings without laying blame. An example of a misguided attempt might look like, "I feel like you broke my vase on purpose to make me mad," which veers into the territory of blame and judgment. Instead, a more effective I message might say, "When you broke my vase, I felt sad because it was a special gift to me. We need to clean up the shards together to ensure everyone stays safe." This finer distinction in expressing our needs and feelings cultivates an environment of open, blame-free communication. It demonstrates to our children how to articulate their emotions and needs in a way that respects the boundaries and feelings of others. But what happens when the river of your needs intersects with the needs of your child, creating potential conflicts? This intersection is where true harmony in parenting can be found. Not in insisting on a hierarchy of needs, but in exploring these moments as opportunities for mutual understanding, compromise, and growth. Your journey in parenting, intertwined with the journey of meeting your own needs, marks a pathway not just towards a healthier self, but towards fostering deeper connections and mutual respect within your family. Herein lies the delicate balance that, once embraced, illuminates the shared journey of parenting as one of mutual learning, loving, and living. Part 7. Embracing conflict, a path to harmonious living. It's a universal truth that where there's interaction, conflict is bound to arise. This is as true in the vast expanse of society as it is in the microcosm of our homes. The mere presence of conflict isn't a sign of dysfunction. Rather, it's an indication of the diverse tapestry of needs and desires that each of us brings into our shared spaces. In the realm of parenting, understanding conflict as a confluence of unmet needs rather than a battleground can transform how we navigate these inevitable clashes. The first step in this transformative journey is to strip away the guilt and judgment that often accompany conflict. Feelings of frustration, disappointment, or anger are natural responses to perceived threats to our needs. Recognizing and respecting these emotions in both ourselves and our children paves the way for constructive resolution. Before delving into the heart of a conflict, ensuring that all parties are in a state conducive to communication is crucial. This may mean taking a pause to allow tempers to cool and emotions to settle, particularly if the conflict has resulted in any form of chaos or mess, such as the proverbial broken vase. Only in a state of calm can the process of understanding and addressing needs begin. As you approach resolution, start by laying bare the needs at the center of the conflict. For you, it might be a desire for a home that feels orderly and secure. For your child, it may be a yearning for attention or the reassurance that comes with clear boundaries. Identifying these needs is the foundation upon which solutions can be built. This is where the concept of collaborative problem solving comes to the fore. Invite your child to join you in brainstorming potential solutions, creating a space where creativity is welcomed, and no idea is too outlandish. Together, sift through these ideas, weighing their potential to meet the identified needs. Once a course of action is chosen, embark on it together, ensuring that it serves to bridge the gap between your respective needs. But the process doesn't end with the execution of a plan. The final, often overlooked step is reflection, taking the time to check in with yourself and your child to assess how effectively the resolution has addressed the initial unmet needs. Conflict, when approached with an open heart and a clear mind, isn't just an obstacle to be overcome. It's an opportunity for growth, understanding, and deeper connection. By embracing conflict as a natural aspect of cohabitation and coexistence, we open the door to a more harmonious and fulfilling life, both for ourselves and for the little humans we are guiding through the world. Part 8. Cherishing the small moments, the key to lasting connections. Throughout our journey into the realm of mindful parenting, we've explored an array of practices and skills aimed at fostering a nurturing, understanding, and respectful family environment. The essence of these efforts isn't found in grand gestures, but in the subtle, everyday interactions that weave the fabric of our relationships. As we navigate the path of breaking generational cycles, it's these moments that serve as both the foundation and the building blocks of strong, healthy connections. Building trust and ensuring a sense of safety within the family unit begins with mindfulness and emotional regulation. From this foundation, the door opens to more profound, nuanced ways of connecting. Simple acts of positive physical touch, such as hugs or gentle roughhousing, carry immense power in reinforcing bonds and affirming love. Engagement through play represents another vital channel for connection. The act of playing with your children need not be a time-consuming affair. Investing even 10 to 15 minutes of focused, joyful interaction can significantly impact your relationship. These moments of shared laughter and creativity are where memories are made and where the feeling of being truly seen and valued is nurtured. In addition, involving children in the daily rhythms of household responsibilities offers them a sense of purpose and belonging. Assigning chores and establishing routines not only instills a sense of independence and capability, but also reinforces their role as contributing members of the family. This sense of collaboration is pivotal in creating a shared familial identity. However, where there is collaboration, boundaries are indispensable. Establishing and maintaining healthy boundaries, such as respecting personal belongings and prioritizing responsibilities, is integral to a harmonious home life. It is within the context of these boundaries that conflicts inevitably arise. Yet, it's also here that the opportunity for growth and deeper connection lies. Navigating these challenges through reflective listening and cooperative problem solving further solidifies the trust and respect that are the cornerstones of any strong relationship. In closing, it's essential to remember that the path of mindful parenting is not a destination but a journey, a continuous practice that evolves and deepens over time. Each small moment of connection, every challenge navigated with compassion and understanding, contributes to a lasting bond that transcends the immediate and shapes the very essence of our family life. As we commit to this ongoing practice, we not only enrich our experience as parents, but also empower our children to carry forward this legacy of love, awareness, and connection. Final summary. Embarking on the quest to refine and evolve your parenting approach is in itself a marker of success. By embracing the practice of mindfulness daily, you lay the groundwork for a transformative journey, not just for yourself, but for the entire family. Mindfulness becomes your anchor, enabling you to become more aware of your emotions and reactions, thus allowing you to navigate them with greater finesse and empathy. the art of reflective listening plays a crucial role in this journey, removing the barriers of judgment and bias. It opens a gateway to understanding your child on a deeper level, fostering a bond built on genuine curiosity and acceptance. This practice encourages both you and your child to articulate emotions clearly and consciously, creating a language of empathy and insight within your family. Emphasizing the importance of expressing needs healthily, the practice of crafting I messages encourages open, blame-free communication. It's a tool that not only aids in conveying your feelings and needs, but also models for your children how to express themselves respectfully and thoughtfully. Conflict, a natural aspect of any relationship, is approached not as an obstacle, but as an opportunity for growth and stronger connections. Through mindful conflict resolution, each family member's needs are acknowledged and addressed, leading to solutions that honor and satisfy everyone involved. At the heart of all these practices is the fundamental goal of connection. It's the small, everyday interactions, the shared laughs during play, the gentle touches, and the collaborative moments that truly define the essence of your relationship with your children. These are the threads that weave the rich tapestry of family life, filled with love, mutual respect, and understanding. Engaging in this journey of mindful parenting is simpler and more rewarding than it may seem at first glance. With dedication and practice, the pathway to less stress and more joy within your household is well within reach. As you move forward, remember that each step taken to understand, connect, and grow with your children is a step toward a happier, more harmonious future. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.